Welcome to CYC Podcast, discussions on child and youth care, episode number 138. I'm Wolfgang Vashon. This week is the sixth in our uploads from the 20th Canadian National CYC Conference held in Vancouver, British Columbia this past May. Today's episode is by Dr. Mary Ventrella and Dr. Christine Slavik, in which they discuss contemplative pedagogy and how it relates to CYC education, specifically focusing on the use of mindfulness-based practices. Dr. Slavik is an associate professor in the Child and Youth and Family Studies Department at the University of the Fraser Valley in BC, and Dr. Ventrella is a full-time faculty member in the CYC program at Georgian College in Ontario. To let you know, we have done some editing in this presentation, as Drs. Ventrella and Slavik had us do two meditations during their presentation. We have removed the recording of the silence during these meditations. At several points, they also ask questions of the audience, most of which can't be heard so well on our recording. So we have removed those moments as well. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. I'm Christine. You met Mary earlier. I'm going to start us off. And I just want to say how full my heart is right now from everyone that has contributed so far. It's beautiful. The first thing I'm going to do is just a little wander around with this beautiful shanti chime, and I just want you to notice how it feels when I do that, and then I'm going to come up and lead you through a practice. If you haven't already done so, and you feel comfortable in this environment, I encourage you to close your eyes and to put both your feet on the ground and find yourself in a comfortable, erect posture in the chair. If you don't want to close your eyes, then I encourage you just to simply soften your gaze and begin to notice the overall sense of your body in the chair. Perhaps it's where your backs of your legs are meeting the chair, or the back, where your feet are grounded, the temperature in the room, the people around you, just the overall sense of who you are in this space, in this moment. And then beginning to observe the quality of your breath. There's no need to change or alter your breath. Just notice your body is being breathed. It knows what to do. You don't need to count or alter it. Just observe the natural breathing, how your body expands on the inhalation and contracts on the exhalation. It's like watching waves ebb and flow. And now observing your current mood or feelings. You've been taking in so much information. Wonderful sharing of like-minded souls in this room. What is your current mood or emotional state? It's excitable, calm, connected. And now shifting your awareness to your attention, your ability to really be here, right in this moment, fully observing your breath, your body, your feeling states and sensations, the quality of your attention. And as we come to the close of this very brief mindful check-in, know that every time you pay attention to yourself, it's an act of self-love. It contributes to your wellness. May you be at peace. May all beings be at peace.
Thank you, Christine. So I'd like to focus on, this is the experience, is just to take a few seconds to reflect on what that experience was like for you. Without judgment, just simply notice. Graham made the connection between self and relationship. Shaden talked about check-ins. Joey talked about the importance of the relationship to the professors. How do we educate by simply noticing? And what do we do with what we notice? How do we bring in our classrooms the opportunity and space to notice? Notice self, the person who sits beside you, the person that you can't even see at the back of the room. How do we make that part of our curriculum? One of the things that I do with my students is I tell them that part of my philosophy is mindfulness pedagogy in the classroom. We build safety, and we simply notice together without judgment. And then we need to explore, what does that mean for you, for us, as a group? And when I stop the class, people will say, I noticed that Margaret didn't come to classes the last 4 weeks, but never even thought to check in. Or I noticed, Mary, that when you were coming in with the exams, you were frazzled and you didn't do a mindfulness. They hold you accountable, don't they? And how do we integrate that to make meaning for self and our communities without judgment, so that we can integrate mindfulness inclusion in the classroom? I strongly believe that it's the relationship that we create and the mindfulness of what each of us bring in that classroom. So I would like to ask you to check in with yourself. And what did you bring when you walked in this room? Without judgment, I'm a little tired. I'm missing my children. That's part of who I am and what I bring in this class today. Sorry, conference. Usually I'm in the class. But I will share that with my students. And sometimes I'll teach a class and we actually sit longer in silence than we do with PowerPoints or clicking, and make it meaningful for each of us. So I'd like the next exercise to be, how much time, timekeeper? 5 minutes. 5 minutes? Oh, Christine, that's exciting. So I'd like you to just write, or you don't have to write, some people like the concreteness of what has been meaningful for you in these presentations that we had without judgment. What have you noticed? Stop and notice with meaning. I'll give you a minute and a half to stop and notice.
5 seconds?
5 seconds. Is anyone willing to just shout out, what did you notice? No judgments. Passion, creativity, vulnerability, connection, authenticity, challenge, responsibility, laughter. Laughter is good. Courage, discomfort, and comfort, love, compassion, safety, excitement, rejuvenating, care,
gratefulness,
advocacy, perseverance. Only because I got the 2 minute mark, I usually let my students sit for another 2 to 5 minutes in quiet. And initially it's very uncomfortable. And then I ask them and us, because today students and profs were one, how do we take what we notice and bring it back into our learning environments, if it's at skidooing, if it's in a tent, in a classroom, in a lab, or just walking from your office to the cafeteria? What can you do with what you notice to enrich our learning about self and relationship? Anybody want to share? I will remember to do my check-ins even if there's a test or an exam or an assignment is due. Not always good at it, Wolfgang, really not. Being encouraging students to be mindful not only where they're at, but the people who are with them, the relationship. So I'll just end with, because I got the 1 minute mark, is students have said to me, Miss, this learning was so meaningful to me that I never ever thought of considering who's even sitting beside me and that they can be going through something. I just thought they were rude and not good at group projects, or I thought they were just an introvert. And students will say to me, it's the first time I felt safe to not be judged. Because they'll say things like, that hurt, it's not okay. I didn't like what I learned today in class. And how do we embrace that and make it mindful pedagogy? And I would encourage you to all reflect on how you can bring that back to the classroom. It doesn't matter what your role is. How do you bring it back into our learning? Thank you.
This concludes this month's episode of CYC Podcast. Tune in next time for more discussions on child and youth care. Subscribe to us on iTunes or Stitcher. Visit us on our website at cycpodcast.org. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/cycpodcast.